at 6:06. It is partly clear, 67 degrees now in Tulsa. We are anticipating a high of 88 this afternoon. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. Trees, water, food vendors, a lodge, and walking trails. The Gathering Place will have it all. The George Kaiser Family Foundation unveiled its plans for 55 acres of land near the pedestrian bridge last night. Jeff Stava is the program manager. He says the design encompasses input already given by Tulsans.
Whether it's farmers markets, whether it's yoga in the park, I mean, it's Tulsans Park. It's going to be a place for us on the river.
The Kaiser Family Foundation has pledged more than $100 million toward the completion. The construction should begin next year with the first phase finished in 2017. Well, it's going to be a while before the Tulsa Community College Metro Campus is back to normal after a fire on Monday evening. TCC Chief Technology Officer Sean Wines says it was a primary power distribution unit for the main building that caught fire, and it's going to take time to replace.
The challenge is that that's a large piece of equipment, and it's not easy to replace. They literally have to just about custom make a replacement for you.
No classes again today at the Metro campus, but faculty, staff, and students are asked to check in on the main TCC website for updates. No court appearance for Rodney Ray, the Owosso city manager. He was to have been arraigned yesterday for writing a hot check to a hearing aid firm and then filing a false crime report. The arraignment was delayed until next month. He remains on paid leave from the city of Owosso. Firefighters in hazmat suits approach a rail car out at the Port of Catoosa. A chemical cloud surrounds the disabled car. It looks real, but it's just a training exercise for emergency responders.
Here's the scenario. Security officers at the port stumble on some people trying to steal chemicals from a rail car, and something goes wrong.
During the theft of this chemical out of the rail car, the individual became exposed to it. Right now, they're if we were to look up the north of us here, we can see that they're actually going through some decontamination process.
Sean Haggerty, lead exercise controller, says training simulations like this are important to promote cooperation among responders, taking part the National Guard, Tulsa Police and Fire, Verdigris and Claremore Fire, and port personnel. Marshall Stewart, KWGS News.
Oklahoma has executed a 36-year-old man for first-degree murder in the October 2000 stabbing death of a couple. James Louis DeRosa was killed by lethal injection last evening at the Oklahoma State Penitentiary at McAllister. The time of his death was 6:07. He was the second inmate executed this year in Oklahoma. East Tulsa businesses may soon get a knock on the door from the Tulsa Police Department. The department is hand-delivering letters warning of mail theft that has been taking place primarily in office complexes.
The investigators just decided to get together and write these letters and thought that they would just deliver them to these complexes that were, you know, the ones basically being hit. And that way they can also educate them a little bit more, being face-to-face. If somebody has a question, then they're there to answer those immediately.
Officer Julian Roberson says the letter is a reminder of the importance of securing your mail. We have more on this story coming up at 7:35. You can read the letter on our website at publicradiotulsa.org. Our weather forecast, mostly sunny, a high today of 88. It'll be partly cloudy and mild tonight, down to 70 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, a few clouds with just a slight chance of a stray thunderstorm and a high of 91. National Weather Service radar is all clear. Now at 6:10, it is partly clear and 67. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.